I'm surprised you had some time to get on the phone with us today. You've been just wheeling and dealing over the last few days since MLS Cup Final wrapped up.
Yeah, it's been busy. It's been busy because of everything that's happening right now. But we're comfortable with where we're heading, and we're comfortable with what we're doing right now.
I would say one thing that I've taken away from just watching the moves that you and the club have made over the last couple of days, you've certainly got a plan, and you've been convicted in the moves that you've wanted to make, and here we are with a lot of flexibility to move forward and now start adding to this roster.
Yeah, it looks ugly right now because there was so much change and movement. But I can reassure you that this is done with a plan. This is done with a vision. This is done not looking at 1 year or a short term. It's really looking to build something solid. And for that, you need to suffer a little bit, I would say, in the beginning, but stick to where we're going in our direction.
Well, the big news yesterday was, of course, Kendall Waston being traded to FC Cincinnati. He was the captain of the club for 4.5 years on the team and captain for a good chunk of that. How do you replace a guy like that in the lineup in the center of your defense?
Well, first of all, it was a situation where the player publicly, you know, said what he wanted and how he felt about the future. So we would never want to keep a player that is thinking about other places than the Vancouver Whitecaps. We wanted to make sure that the guys that were here were the guys that are the guys that are committed to the club. Now, you know, looking at how we want to play and looking at the profile of the center backs that we want to have, we're looking at the market. We're focused with the market. Focus with what we want to do and the profile of those positions. So, of course, I can be talking about the names we're looking at. We have a lot of good options. We just have to make them work and bring them to Vancouver.
Now, that's I know from speaking with fans, you know, that's kind of been one sticking point is that, you know, Kendall's not the first player to have asked out of this club and this franchise. How do you plan on changing that moving forward?
I have to change it, and we have to make sure that this is a club where players feel welcome. This is a club where players want to stay, want to grow at. It's for sure that there's always, every time you're talking with players, it's the economical side is important. So this is, sometimes you have players that are want to grow and want to have better opportunities. But at the end of the day, we need to make this a club where players are excited to be in, a club that where players want to continue their career, want to stay, and that's important for us. But I think that many players want to be here, and many players are interested on what's happening with Vancouver. So hopefully that's going to be a change in the future.
How do you plan on building a new leadership group within that locker room?
It needs to emerge inside the locker room. There's going to be a lot of new players, so we need to make sure that every day in training and every day in the game and in preseason and what we're building, that we connect the players together towards one direction and towards one vision, and then hope that leadership is going to emerge from that. So we're not planning on going to sign a captain or going to buy a leader somewhere. We're looking at the collective, we're looking at everything, and we hope that the leadership's going to rise and emerge from the collective.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Whitecaps FC manager Mark DeSantos. And Mark, a lot of salaries came off the books over the last couple of days, even a couple of weeks. And there's plenty of areas that you want to probably focus on, I'm sure, because the roster is still kind of being worked on. But what's the primary areas of focus for you? One or two positions that stand out currently?
No. More than that, at the moment, we're looking at center backs. We're looking at a defensive midfielder, a number eight. We're looking at wingers. We're looking, of course, at different options of a striker. There's a lot of interest from players, a lot of different markets. We're speaking, we're traveling, we're looking at guys, we're meeting guys individually. So there's a lot of things happening. We just have to make sure that we take the decision's always based on how we want to play and what type of profiles do we want to bring to this club.
Are you going to have some time for your family over the holiday season? Or
she wants to kill me, my wife. But I hope like around the 20th, 21st, I'm gonna go home and be with the family.
Well, that's good. This is definitely the time of year to make time for the family. But it is, you know, a very busy off season. A lot of work still to be done with this squad. Would you say that there's a common trait that you would like to find in players as you now begin to as you mentioned, you know, start looking for some pieces to add?
Yeah, we want players that have a high level of ambition to win something. You know, that are energetic, that are dynamic, that understand that to win something, you can't cut corners. You have to show up every day. You have to be on time every day. You have to arrive at therapy or recovery or training sessions at the right time. That's traits we want to see in every player, because that becomes infectious when you have something like that in the locker room. Everybody with that type of mentality is very important. We're looking at players that have that character, that type of personality. And then playing wise, every time I look at the stadium and we look at BC Place, it's always full to come and watch the team. So we want to make sure we bring exciting players, dynamic players, fast players, you know, players that are good on the ball, players that are dynamic with when it comes to that. So there's a lot of work to be done. We're very, very committed. The staff is traveling a lot at the moment. We're very engaged, and we want this to be successful.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Mark Dos Santos, Whitecaps FC manager. And Mark, I understand you're heading to Europe in not too long here. The January transfer window opens on January 1st. Where will you be heading to scout some of your players in Europe?
Different places. The staff's going to be in different places. We won't be together. Some are going to be in Spain, Portugal, Belgium, Italy. So we're trying to be like an octopus, I would say. But it's not easy to be everywhere right now. We can't be in South America now because it stopped. So we have to wait maybe after the MLS draft to be there. But we want to meet people. We want to meet players face-to-face, watch them. So, yeah, there's a lot of work that's going to be done from now until Christmas.
You have a lot of international slots open for the roster. Would it be fair to say that that's where you plan to add some of your offensive pieces moving forward with those slots?
Yeah. Yeah, we have at the moment. I'm in front of my board. We have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 slots that we could fill. So we want to make sure that we bring the right player in. You know, it's important to bring players that could adapt quickly, that are at a good age, players that could travel, recover to play again, because that's the reality of the league. Yes, that's what we're looking for right now. So there's a lot of slots to be filled.
And as far as I know, there's no designated players right now on the roster. What do you hope to find, and how do you? Because every team has a different philosophy on how to go about using those slots on their roster. What do you hope to find and hope to get with your designated players?
We're looking at the positions that are more important. It's normal that in the world that some positions are more expensive than others, not only in MLS. If you find the players that are top paid players in MLS, I don't know, probably 90% are forwards. So normally we would probably be looking for that, but it's tough to tell you right now because some different opportunities could show up. We're focusing on the collective, and our philosophy is try to bring the best players possible that are going to impact the collective, and not only looking at one player to put most of the money on that position. And then what happens is that player gets injured, the team is in a very tough spot. We want to be comfortable where where we have important players in every sector of the field.
Mark, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, and we wish you the best of holiday seasons to you and your family, and the best of luck as you begin this search out for some new players on this Whitecaps squad, and we hope to have you in studio sometime before the season begins.
For sure. Thank you, guys. Nice speaking with you guys. Take care.
Sportsnet 650.